Chapter 5. The Other Planets of Our Solar System. Mercury. Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system. Its diameter is 4,878 kilometers, so it is a little more than one-third as wide as the Earth. Mercury is also the closest planet to the Sun, on average 57.9 million kilometers away from it. Despite being so close to the Sun, Mercury is not the hottest planet in the solar system. That is Venus. The temperature on Mercury goes from its hottest of 430 degrees Celsius to its coldest of -170 degrees Celsius. Mercury turns very slowly on its axis. Each day lasts 59 Earth days. But it orbits the Sun every 88 Earth days, so its days are nearly as long as its years. Mercury is made of rocks and is very dense, so it probably has an iron, Fe, core. Its surface is a lot like the Moon's, with mountains, valleys, large flat areas called plains, and large holes called craters on it. It has the biggest impact crater in the solar system. An impact crater is a big hole formed by something hitting the planet hard. This crater, the Caloris Basin, is 1,550 kilometers in diameter. Opposite it is an area of strange hills, which astronomers call the weird terrain. These were probably formed by the things that hit Mercury hard in the past. Between 2011 and 2015, the probe MESSENGER orbited Mercury and it discovered water in the form of ice at its north pole. Venus. Venus is the second planet from the Sun, at an average distance of 108.2 million kilometers away. It is the hottest planet in the solar system, with an average surface temperature of 462 degrees Celsius. The heat on the planet's surface cannot escape because its atmosphere experiences a process called the greenhouse effect, with gases holding the heat in. The pressure in Venus's atmosphere is much higher than the Earth's, too, so there is no life or water on Venus. As our closest neighbour, Venus is not much smaller than the Earth, with a diameter of around 12,000 kilometres. Venus turns very slowly on its axis. One day lasts 243 Earth days. But it orbits the Sun in 225 Earth days, so a day is longer than a year on Venus. It also orbits the Sun in the opposite direction to most other planets, and passes the Earth every 584 days. Venus is the second brightest thing in the night sky after the Moon, so it is easy for us to see. This is because the thick, dense atmosphere around the planet makes the light shine back to the Earth. Space probes have discovered a lot of volcanoes on Venus and two areas of high ground, one in the south and one in the north. Venus was the first planet to be visited by a probe, Mariner 2, in 1962. And the first to be landed on by a spacecraft, Venera 7, in 1970. The planets of our solar system. Mars. After the Earth, Mars is the fourth planet from the Sun, at an average distance of 227.9 million kilometres away. It orbits the Sun once every 1.88 Earth years, and it has two small moons called Phobos and Deimos. The diameter of Mars is 6,805 kilometres, and it has an iron core. Between its core and its red crust is a thick layer of rocks. There is also a very thin atmosphere, mostly made of carbon dioxide, a gas that we cannot breathe. Mars's average temperature is very cold, minus 60 degrees Celsius. For all these reasons, Mars is now a cold, desert planet with no sign of life on its surface. But was it once a wet, warm world where things lived? Probes sent to Mars have found signs that it was a very different place in the past. So astronomers would really like to know if they could change Mars so it became a planet like the Earth, where we could live, breathe, and grow food. Changing a planet like this is called terraforming. For terraforming to happen, the atmosphere would have to be denser and the temperature hotter. We would have to add greenhouse gases to the atmosphere to catch and hold in the energy from the sun. The atmosphere on Mars has only 1% of the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere, which means its gravity is much lower. This means that it might not be possible to keep the atmosphere thick enough for us to breathe and live in. However, scientists think that the pressure in the atmosphere was higher on Mars in the past, so perhaps it could be again. Astronomers know this because they can see where water used to flow on the planet. But liquid water cannot flow on Mars now because any water would turn to gas. People would need water to be able to live there, so astronomers hope that we might be able to use the ice they have found in the north and south of the planet. Scientists also think that we could use Mars's natural metals and minerals. These metals and minerals were brought to the planet's surface when its volcanoes erupted. There are a lot of reasons why the red planet could be somewhere to live in the future, but it would be a difficult job for the first astronauts landing on Mars. Before they could think about living and growing things on Mars, they would have to find a way of just staying alive there. So it will take some very brave and clever people to build a new place to live on Mars. Jupiter. Jupiter is the fifth planet from the Sun at an average distance of 778.3 million kilometres. It orbits the Sun once every 11.86 Earth years. It measures 142,984 kilometres in diameter, and with Saturn, it is one of the two gas giants. For a big planet, it has quite a small core of rock inside, with a layer of liquid metal around it. This layer of liquid becomes an atmosphere of gas around the planet. The famous Great Red Spot, a big red area that you can see on the surface of Jupiter, is actually a huge storm twice the size of the Earth. We know that this storm has lasted for hundreds of years because it was first seen in 1655, but maybe it actually started earlier than that. The winds on Jupiter can often reach 1,000 kilometres per hour. So far, astronomers have found 79 moons around Jupiter. We have already read about the four big Galilean moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. They were first seen by Galileo through his telescope in 1610, and they are all about the same size as our moon. Europa is only a little bit smaller than our moon, but it has a much smoother surface, and it does not seem to have any mountains or craters. However, there are dark marks on Europa's crust, which perhaps were formed by warm ice erupting on the planet in the past. There is probably a big ocean under Europa's thick crust of ice. Astronomers think that this ocean could be 100 kilometres deep. This is much deeper than the deepest part of the ocean on the Earth, the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean, which is about 11 kilometres deep. Europa's ocean could have some form of life in it, but we do not know if we would find fish swimming in it if we could land on Europa and make a deep hole through several kilometres of ice. Any life found there would probably be more like microbes than fish. We should learn more about Europa in the next 10 years after the JUICE spaceship takes off in 2022. But you will have to be patient, as it will take around 8 years to reach Jupiter, arriving in 2030, before spending 3 years looking at Jupiter, Callisto, Ganymede, and Europa. Saturn. Saturn is the sixth closest planet to the Sun, at an average distance of 1,430 million kilometres. Saturn orbits the Sun once in every 29.46 Earth years. It measures 120,536 kilometres at its diameter. It is the second gas giant in the solar system, made of a hot core of rocks with a layer of liquid metal around it, and another layer of liquid gas around that. There is also an atmosphere around the planet, and some amazing rings. These rings are mostly made of ice with a little bit of rock dust. There are two theories about them. One is that they came from a moon that Saturn used to have. Another is that they came from what was left when Saturn was formed. Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune also have rings, but they do not have as many, and they cannot be seen as easily. As on Jupiter, the winds in Saturn's atmosphere are very fast, up to 1,795 kilometres per hour. The strongest wind ever recorded on the Earth was 400 kilometres per hour off the coast of Western Australia in 1996. So far, astronomers have found 82 moons orbiting Saturn, and 7 of these are round. Saturn's biggest moon, Titan, is the only known moon in the solar system to have an atmosphere. Titan is bigger than the planet Mercury and more than 3 times bigger than our moon. Titan was discovered on the 25th of March 1655 by Dutch astronomer Christiaan Huygens. Coming so soon after Galileo discovered 4 of Jupiter's moons, this showed 17th century astronomers that not everything in the solar system orbited the Earth as they had thought. Titan takes 15 days and 22 hours to orbit Saturn, the same time as it takes for this moon to turn once on its own axis. So, a year on Titan is as long as a day. Titan's dense atmosphere is formed of gas, which may be like the Earth's atmosphere used to be. But Titan is very cold, and it does not have any carbon dioxide, so life probably cannot start there at the moment. However, Titan might help astronomers understand what the Earth was like a long time ago, and how life began on the Earth. Titan is also as far as a space probe has travelled and landed up until now. On the 1st of July 2004, the Cassini-Huygens probe reached Saturn. It flew by Titan on the 26th of October 2004, and the Huygens probe was released from the Cassini probe and landed on Titan on the 14th of January 2005. Huygens took photographs of Titan's surface and discovered that it rains there. The probe also saw signs that liquid had flowed on Titan in the past. So, in billions of years, when our sun becomes hotter, Titan might become warm enough for life to begin. Through a telescope, Enceladus looks like a very small white point orbiting Saturn. It is in the densest part of Saturn's rings. It is not one of Saturn's biggest moons, nor one of the easiest to see in the night sky, but astronomers think that Enceladus may be one of the best places to find life in our solar system. This is because it seems to have liquid water, one of the most important things we need for life. Although the moon was discovered back in 1789 by the astronomer William Herschel, nobody knew very much about it until two Voyager probes passed it in the early 1980s. Voyager 2 found some very old craters and some signs of present activity from volcanoes. Volcanoes on Enceladus are different from those on the Earth. They shoot ice, not lava, into the atmosphere. Some of the ice comes back down to the surface as snow. The Cassini space probe, which studied Saturn and the moons and rings around it for 13 years, has taken many photos of the ice shooting out from Enceladus. So, if you visited Enceladus, you could build a real snowman in space. As well as liquid water, Enceladus also has other elements needed for life, which makes it a very special place.
Uranus. Uranus is the seventh planet from the Sun, and it is at an average distance of 2,871 million kilometres. It measures 50,800 kilometres in diameter, so it is quite big. It is one of the two planets called ice giants. The other is Neptune. It turns on its axis once every 17 hours, 14 minutes, and it looks like it is actually lying on its side. Uranus, like Venus, turns on its axis in the opposite direction to the other planets. Uranus orbits the Sun once every 84 Earth years. It has the coldest atmosphere of any planet in the solar system, and an average surface temperature of minus 197.2 degrees Celsius. It too has high winds of up to 900 kilometres per hour. Uranus was known to astronomers in the past, but they thought it was a star. Then, in 1781, astronomer William Herschel recorded and described it. At first, he thought it was a comet. In 1986, the space probe Voyager 2 flew by Uranus and took photographs of it, which showed a blue-green planet with no marks at all on it. Astronomers think it might have a small core made of rock at the centre, a thick layer of ice and gas around it, and another layer of gas atmosphere outside that. Astronomers have found 27 moons so far, and at least 13 dark rings that cannot be seen from the Earth. Neptune. Neptune is the eighth planet from the Sun, at an average distance of 4,486 million kilometres. It measures 48,600 kilometres in diameter, and its average surface temperature is minus 201 degrees Celsius. It turns on its axis once every 18 to 20 hours, and it orbits the Sun once in 164.8 Earth years. In many ways, Neptune is very like Uranus. It is also an ice giant, and scientists think it too has a small core of rocks with ice and gas around it. Although the atmosphere is mostly made of hydrogen and a little helium, it looks blue because of the small amount of another gas called methane, CH4, in its atmosphere. Astronomers have learned lots of information about Neptune. The information came from the Voyager 2 mission in 1989, the Hubble Space Telescope, and some very powerful telescopes used from the Earth, too. Some of this information is about Neptune's weather. It has a great dark spot, which is an enormous storm, and a small dark spot, which is another storm. It also has something called the scooter, a storm formed of a group of white clouds moving very quickly. Winds on Neptune have also been measured at 2,200 kilometres per hour, which is almost supersonic, faster than the speed of sound. And these winds mostly blow in the opposite direction to the way that the planet turns on its axis. Astronomers have found 14 moons around Neptune, and four rings, which are not easy to see.